August 19th, Jesus says, "As we continue to see the words of the beloved disciple with my sight, it is understood that the hidden manna is also my word. Manna, because it brings together all the sweetness of love of our Trinity, which is the Father, Brother, and Spouse of your souls, and loves you with the three highest loves. Hidden, because it is spoken in the secrecy of the heart to those deserving to savor it. I would certainly like to be able to have it rain down on everyone and nourish all with it. But it is said, 'Do not give pearls to swine, and holy things to dogs.' And many who have even been washed in my baptism and redeemed by my blood, are lower than swine and more canine than dogs. You have read that the manna in the desert was ruined for the ancient Hebrews, undeserving of possessing it. They proved undeserving because of their lack of faith and their human concern. Can I have less respect for my word than I had for the manna destined to nourish the stomach, whereas the word is designed to nourish the spirit? I thus give the manna to those who gain victory over the lower part, with all its tendencies towards non-faith, the senses, and base, selfish concerns. I give the manna of my word, which fills your spirits with sweetness and light. I give the little white stone on which a new name is written, that is, on which a truth which is silenced for the unworthy is revealed. It is the truth which opens to you the gates of eternal life, which gives you its keys, and sets you on the way, to arrive at the gate of my heavenly city. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Apart from me there is no other way, truth, or life. Those who overcome all obstacles to follow me will become pillars in my temple, and through the word which they have kept and practiced, after having been saved in the tremendous hour of the trial of temptation which slays, they will have a place on my own throne, together with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." He further says, "The world is perishing because it has not kept my word, because it has neglected and derided it. No human force will be of avail to check the world's race towards the abyss, because the one thing which saves is lacking to the world and to the world's forces. My law, an empty space has been created in the mystical forest which I had cultivated for you, so that you would have a dwelling place in the shadow of my provident love. Your sins have created it, and in that space the eternal serpent has installed himself as the master who poisons you with his breath, and slays you with his bite, and prevents my law from being an agent of goodness in you. You have fumes, venom, horror, and desperation in yourselves and around you. And you could have had light, peace, hope, and joy. You could have had this, if you had followed my word, for I consumed all the horror of life, to protect you from that, and did so with the atrocity of that agony which I suffered for you. But you have cast my gift aside and called Satan to be your master and king. And Satan instructs and rules you, salts and lashes you to make you worthy of his hell.